Good morning. I'm Ted Williams, news director and host of Sonoma County's Talking. Nice to have you along as we're getting into 2021 and we're learning ways to get involved and to learn more and to be a little more successful with life in 2021. 2020 is behind us, though 2021 hasn't started out very different than 2020's drama, that it seemed like. But one of the things we want to find out about is our environment and about what's happening with climate, climate control, climate research, climate change. And there's a summit coming up on Sunday that we're going to talk about from 2 to 5. But right now, I've got a wildlife biologist and writer, Maya Kosla, with me right now. And Maya, thanks for spending some time with us today on Sonoma County's Talking.
Thanks very much, Ed.
Looking forward to talking with you. You're one of the main events, one of the main keynote addressers on the Zoom call coming up on Sunday afternoon. I want to learn a little bit more about that. Your background, though, you've got quite a background of documenting fire ecologists and firefighters and cultural burning. Let's talk about that. Tell us a little bit about your background as a biologist and a writer.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm a wildlife biologist by training, and I also do a lot of stormwater and other related environmental inspections, so I had to broaden it out, not to focus on a very narrow area. So I've been working on wildfire since about 2014. I got involved with a group doing some research out in post-fire forests that I thought were absolutely useless. I just thought, well, what's the use of going out there? And as soon as I saw how incredibly biodiverse they were, there was this quick change where I thought, I'd better start filming this because no one's going to believe it. So that's where the filming got started. My family, there's many filmmakers in my family, but I'm not one. And I went ahead and created a little film based on burnt forests and then realized very quickly how they don't have a quote-unquote status as valuable, so it's all salvage logged, or a lot of it is, and now even more so because we're looking at an age of trying to use trees and logs and snags for power generation. So it's sort of an interesting turning point we're at in terms of the climate and what we're doing for it.
People have become a lot more aware about climate change. It's become a topic that you hear about. It's from the federal government on down, and President Obama talked a lot about climate change over his tenure as president. And as we kind of look at these things like cultural burning and fossil fuels and those kind of things, what kind of spurred your interest into getting involved with climate research?
Oh, okay. So cultural burning and fossil fuels, etc. I want to get into that a little bit because I was spending some time in the far northeast of India, in Nagaland, where I realized that people do cultural burning every single year for three different purposes. One is within the forests that they, as communities, have a right to, which is basically their public lands to those communities. And two is right around the villages for safety, for fire safety. A couple of firefighters I know have talked about this, burning around the home is very beneficial for keeping the home safe. And that's what they've done for hundreds of years out there. And the third is for crops. So this, and these three fires have different names. It's pretty interesting. But they're all very localized. So, for example, if they want to hunt in a specific area, they'll burn that very specific area. It's not like the large wildfires that we're seeing. That's not the scale on which they're operating. They're operating locally, with very specific, well worked out purposes. And that's interesting to me. In terms of fossil fuels, yeah, in terms of the climate summit, we're working with presenters who have an interest in sort of phasing out fossil fuel use in the county. And one of the best ways to do that, Jenny Blaker and Woody Hastings will be presenting on this, is to sort of discourage new gas stations. So there's CONGAS, which is a coalition opposing new gas stations, and that's what they're going to talk about. I'm interested in another type of fuel myself, which is forest fuels, which are now being used for energy production. This is something that is sort of almost unbelievable that we'd actually consider burning trees, live trees, and also dead trees in factories to generate energy to sell to the power companies. So it's very interesting because it's much more dirty. It's 1.5 times worse than coal in many ways. And so that's sort of really interesting to me that's being called clean right now. So those are the two types of fuels that I'm interested in. And I'm really interested in hearing Jenny Blaker and Woody Hastings talk about the no gas movement.
I know it's going to be a very interesting summit, getting those kind of everybody's minds together and their backgrounds, experiences. As a society, we have to have fuel, and things have to continue working for homes and for heat and for transportation and all the other necessities that we have, but there's got to be better ways of doing it, and I think it's good to bring awareness to people about the current conditions. How do you see Sonoma County right now? What's our kind of our current situation of climate risk or threat?
Well, in terms of, if I'll transition away from the gas use, et cetera, we're doing really great with Sonoma Clean Power, focusing on solar, wind, and geothermal. That's just great because it's really clean. In terms of how we are as a county suffering from climate impacts, there are these large fires that we've been hit by, of course, and sort of the idea that you would have to keep a suitcase with your papers and important documents ready at the door, a few supplies, you know, ready at the door for evacuation, which is something that to some people now sort of habitual, is an indication of the fact that we're in a very different climate and that there's so much we need to do now in Sonoma. So I really think that it's about trying to protect homes and communities from wildfire. And Terry Shore is one of the presenters who's talking about green belts and ways to grow more carefully in fire-prone lands. One area that I was inspecting recently up in St. Helena Road between Calistoga and Santa Rosa, the fire just sort of funneled right through like it was a wind tunnel. And, you know, homes on both sides just, it's such an enormous tragedy. The fact that homes can be built more carefully in terms of location and more carefully in terms of materials. The fact that the technology is there, that we can protect homes and communities. That just is so, it's just so serious. Well, related to that too, I'm now documenting a friend's land. She's lost her home there, and the natural regeneration is just incredible. So the land itself has this capacity, internalized capacity for healing from fire because it's redwoods. You can see the redwoods, the epicormic branching in the redwoods. It's just so exciting to see how that comeback happens weeks, months, years. And the wildlife comes right back. We, however, just need to step up to the resilience and build differently and build more in a home-hardened manner and, of course, in the location that's much safer. So I think Terry Shore's presentation is going to be really important about how we can work on wildfire risk reduction using green belts. She works for the Green Belts Alliance.
That's really interesting. I'm talking right now with Maya Koslaw. She's a wildlife biologist, writer, part of the presentation is going to be Sunday afternoon, 2 until 5 on Zoom. It's the Sonoma County Climate Activist Network Climate Summit. And something else I saw about you is kind of interesting. You were Sonoma County's Poet Laureate for a couple of years, too. So you're a very diverse person, film producer and a researcher and a biologist. Kind of get your hands into a lot of different things here. What's going to happen on the Zoom meeting? Will it be one at a time, or will it be kind of an open forum?
That's a great question. Thank you, Jed, for asking. It will be one at a time. We'll have very short presentations. It's 10 minutes. Each of us, we are very confident, can fill up 2 hours quite easily. We each are being treated as equals in this context. So we're all going to come into the Zoom as presenting, either co-presenting with one other person or presenting on our own, after which there'll be sets of presentations that will go into breakout sessions. to allow for a smaller group of people to interact directly with the presenter, who will either deepen their knowledge based on questions and answers or just facilitate a discussion. It's totally up to them. So that's the 15 minutes of sort of free time with a presenter. Now, that has to be randomly selected because we had no idea we'd have this many people signed up. And so we have to resort to randomly selecting people for the breakout room. But the great thing is we have a lot of breakout rooms and highly relevant presentations and several breakout sessions. So the chance that someone's going to be in a breakout session they really want to be in is really high.
You know, it sounds really fascinating. And when you get people who are very passionate about something like climate change, about efficient energy and conservation, and then you try to confine them into a small time space, it's always pretty tough. So hope everybody's doing their homework, get ready for this so that they've got it condensed down. There'll be a lot of information to get, that's for sure. And the breakout sessions will be really, really helpful as well. It's going on Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5. And if people want to get involved, they want to learn more about what you're doing and about the Climate Summit itself and about the Sonoma County Climate Activist Network, what's the best way for them to get involved and learn more?
Oh, thank you for that. So the best way for them to get involved, the registration page itself, Sonoma County Climate Activist Network, it's going to be part of the overall Sonoma County Climate Activist website. Eventually. Right now, it's just the one page. But if you scroll down that page, which is at www.sonomacountycan.org, if you scroll down that page, we would love to have you join our network. Sonoma County climate activists are just an affiliation, a coalition of different activists. Some are involved with efficient use of bikes. Some are involved with food growing. And some, like, youth members are involved with the Green New Deal and how to put that into action in a very effective manner for environmental equity and justice. So these are very different goals, and they require a lot of time in very different directions. So the coalition just helps to forward each individual group's goals. For example, they'll get together once every 5 weeks or so on a fifth Monday, whenever a fifth Monday happens to be, and talk about one proposal that they want to come behind and support. For example, Terry Shore's proposal about protecting green belts was a recent one, and there are many wins when everybody gets together and says, well, we're all in our own directions here, but this month we want to support this particular goal. And so that makes it really effective, because not only are they pursuing their own goals in their own spheres, but they get together once in a while just to support each other. That's the main idea.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of information, very, very interesting, and hopefully some real positive changes from this. What do you hope to achieve with the summit once it's all done? What's the kind of the big goal for everybody?
I think the biggest goal of all is what's going on with carbon. What can we do to make the carbon in the atmosphere is something that's less out of control. And there's several things we can do. So that's what people can just have a choice. Oh, I want to join the no gas movement because I want to drive less or drive a car that's eventually all electric. You know, I want to go in that direction and support them. Or I want to stop biomass because Sonoma Clean Power shouldn't be turning towards something that's not carbon neutral, clearly established by scientists as not carbon neutral. It's all part of contributing to lowering the amount of carbon just being pumped into the atmosphere. Everything that we can do, including growing the right food. Elizabeth Kaiser talking from Singing Frog Ponds about how to regenerate soils and grow healthy foods. It's just going to be all over the place, but the main goal is how to keep the carbon where it is, the living carbon that we have on the earth, where it is.
All right. It's going to be the Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5, the Sonoma County Climate Activist Network Climate Summit. And you can find out more about that, find that on their website, and get registered and get on that Zoom call. Maya Koslaw, thank you so much for spending some time with us today on Sonoma County's Talking. Very interesting, and good luck with the summit.
Thank you so much.